Make January great again. Radio X.
Hello there, Johnny here. Happy New Year. Thanks for being a subscriber. I just wanted to tell you about a bunch of new comedy podcasts Radio X have launched this month and give you a quick preview of each one. If you like what you hear, go to Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts and just hit that old subscribe button. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Welcome to Funny How with Matt Morgan. This is a podcast where I talk to people, comedians and non-comedians, about like funny stuff and what makes them laugh and what TV shows they like, etc. So have a listen. This is Noel Gallagher. So when you're on a tour bus, what are you watching on that telly? Are you watching comedy? Are you watching...
There's a...
Also, who's on that tour bus?
Just me. I've got my own tour
bus.
Just
you?
Yeah. It's one of the perks of being a solo artist is you get your own bus.
But doesn't that feel lonely?
Not at all, not in the slightest.
Well, so there's a driver.
No, it's me and a security guard who happens to be one of the funniest men alive, Steve Head. And he's a proper Essex boy. He's all for Brexit, mate.
He's
brilliantly funny, though. And there's another 17 people squashed up like sardines on another bus. But...
Well, hang on. So what are you, just swanning around in a dressing gown?
In a robe with my out, yeah. Just reciting my own lyrics.
But what,
maybe. So... I don't really want to know how your garden grows. I just want to fly.
Get faster. it's a race.
Yeah, well, walking around with those Adidas slides on.
What are you watching on that little telly?
The last time I had the displeasure of being on a band bus, I'd say, how many guys are in the band? There's six of us. All Alan Partridge experts. So much so that we've got the Alan Partridge quiz book, which we bust out some nights in the dressing room. Much to the disgust of the French contingent, who were just like, what are they going on about? 12-inch plate versus a 10-inch plate? Who cares?
Radio. X. X.
I'm Maisie Adam, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tom Lucey.
Hello.
And a warm welcome to That's a First, the podcast where we talk about our first experiences of everything and anything.
From your first Holy Communion...
to the first time you had your stomach pumped.
From your first summer job...
to the first time you snogged a pensioner.
Maybe your first Holy Communion was the first time you had your stomach pumped.
And maybe your first summer job was the first time you snogged a pensioner.
Romesh, thanks for coming on the show, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate.
So, first time you... yourself as an adult?
Well, actually, this is actually quite recently. So I was doing a corporate and I had to wear a suit.
Yep.
And I was just sort of getting ready and stuff. And then they knocked on the door to say, Rom, you've got like 1 minute. And I said, all right. And I was just sort of doing my tie like this. And then I just sort of felt a little bit sort of gassy. And then I just thought, I'm just going to fart quickly before I go. And then just stood in front of the mirror, just about to go. They're waiting outside the door. I just fully myself.
Fully.
Not a little skiddy,
full on turd.
Absolute, like, evacuation.
Oh my God.
I know.
What did you do? Did you go and do a corporate with
did you belt up and you went into the gig?
The show must go on.
Radio X.
Welcome to Early Work. This is the podcast in which I, Rhys James, a comedian, invite a guest from the world of comedy or music or broadcasting or a writer or someone from the arts or entertainment to perform some of the creative writing from their adolescence. Very embarrassing stuff that they're hopefully ashamed of, whether it's poetry or song lyrics, maybe short stories, plays, fan fiction, anything, as long as it's creative, to finally give it the public airing their younger self would have wanted when they wrote it, but hopefully their older self does not. On this episode, we have the incredibly talented Edinburgh Comedy Award winning, which is just about the most prestigious award in comedy in Britain, brackets arguably, Rose Matafeo, who is going to be performing and reading to us some of her war stories that she wrote when she was 9 years old somehow.
I hear the sounds of gunshots all around me. I smell the smoke from the deadly bombs. I taste the bitter taste of blood and death. I hear the horrible screams of the soldiers. I smell the pongy smell from dead men. I taste the smoke from the raging fire within me and burns me until I am nothing but ashes. For all of these soldiers, dead or alive, have died with war in their hearts. My name is Vic. I was in the World War One.
Pongy, not a word you necessarily expect in a story
Pongy.
Like that.
I know.
Pretty light-hearted word. Pongy.
Pongy.
Oh, those dead bodies whiff a bit. Anyone got any Febreze because of the pong of dead men?
Radio X. X.
Hi, I'm Chris Washington, and I want you to listen to my podcast, Jobs Are Gooden. I get well-known comedians and celebrities to give us the dirt on their worst, embarrassing and most humiliating moments at work. Like this, for example. So I'm here with a good friend of mine, TV superstar Stephen Bailey. What did you want to be? Like, what can you remember?
Sainsbury's was the part-time uni job.
Sainsbury's then. Yeah. Let's start with Sainsbury's then.
But what happened was I would get too engaged with all the old ladies, and there's no one more fascinating than an old lady. She's got a dram with everyone, she hates her husband after 50 years, and she just wants someone to talk to.
They'd fill you in on what they've been up to all week.
I had to have a story in my show, on my set, about a woman called Doreen. I swear people make it up, and it's like, no, honestly, Doreen was a real person, like a real character.
Oh, I've seen you talking about Doreen.
And she had like proper banter. Do you know where she'd come in and be like, "Who have you been s***ing in the game village?" And I'd be like, "Doreen, I don't do that." She went, "You all do that." She'd be like that. She was very funny.
Quality.
So when I did that year in Sainsbury's, I quit and was like, I'm going to work in a call centre and earn a dollar. And I went there for like 3 days. I hated it. Mm. And like, they would shame you for like going for a number twosie. Like, so you would go to the toilet, like, where have you been? About, oh, just popped to the toilet. Well, it says your system has not been used in like 15 minutes. And it's like, you have to admit to having IBS in the front of this room. And you're like, oh my God. It's like, yeah, I've been clinging onto the toilet seat. That's why. Brian.
January great again.
Radio X.
Hello and welcome to A Thin Layer of Film. My name is Heidi Regan. This is a podcast that's all about films and television, but like fun, but also structured, because I like structure in my fun and definitely in my podcasts. In a moment, I'm going to introduce a hilarious guest, comedian Adam Hess. I asked you what films you know well. You said Sound of Music.
Do you know what the first scene is?
Is it Her on the Hills?
Her on the Hills. The Hills Were Alive, Sound of Music.
Yeah, yeah.
It cuts to all the nuns are standing around going, where the f*** is Maria?
I remember that line.
Where is Maria? She is a problem. Why are they so angry that she's late? They're just singing.
Yeah.
Then it's not like they're busy. There's nothing to do there. What is she late for? The song?
About her. About, that's so meta.
There's nothing to do.
Thank God you're here. You were late for the song about how you're not here.
So, we are led to believe that she was singing on a hill. Yeah. No, she was on the toilet. But that is her happy space. So when she's having a toilet time, obviously she doesn't like to imagine I'm in the toilet. And it's like uncomfortable. So she just goes to her happy place, which is singing. She just imagines I'm on the hill.
So every time she's singing, we realise she's on the toilet.
You are jumping the gun.
Radio X.
Hello, I'm Tom Horton. I want you to listen to my podcast, Class Dismissed, a sideways look at schools, the weird characters, and all the oddness.
Well, welcome to detention. I'm here with Elliot Steele. Elliot?
In my school, I was from Fulton Heath in Croydon. I've tried to tell people the story, and they just can't really understand. These year 11s just walked into our class, realised there was no teacher, so separated the boys from the girls, made their boys line up against the wall, and just picked up, this is like the Serbians have walked into Kosovo and every man must leave his village ready to fight. Just lined us up against the wall and just started throwing chairs at us.
You got like bags over your head, you're all getting waterboarded. The school canteen must have been lit. Just everyone's underneath the hat. You must have had a school canteen, right?
Someone let off a couple fireworks in there once.
A lot of fireworks in the school canteen.
Yeah, this was in Ashburton. This was in a school in Croydon, by the way, not Norwood. I've got stories about Norwood afterwards.
Norwood was more of a performing school, is that right?
It said it was. Like, I wanted to do acting. I wanted to be in school plays. I wanted to learn how to sing. I've not done any of those things.
Was there never a school play?
There was one.
I mean,
you were in a lot of school plays.
Oh, I was in a lot of school plays. Yeah, we did like Guys and Dolls, Unite the School, Oliver.
Your school did Oliver?
Yeah, no, I see the irony of all these public school boys dressing as orphans. Oh, isn't it funny? That's it. There's nothing the upper class like more than going to the theatre and watching other upper class people dressed as working class people, seeing how hard it is not being upper class people.
Make January great again. Radio X.